So both the Alzheimer's disease work and the stroke work started off paradoxically with pathophysiology in people who had disease, moved to a phase where one needed to understand the normal better, and have led with methodological advances to new approaches which are bringing us closer and closer to the sort of understanding and therapeutic strategies that might make a difference in the future. So my view has always been that just producing a scanner is not going to solve anything. It's the use of that scanner that's going to be important. That is, I think, finally on the horizon. And I think not only these two areas that I've been working on, but other areas which have used the physiology of behavior as their main basis, scanners as their methodologies, and thinking people, designing good experiments as the way forward, it has been the right way and is the way we should continue to work. I think that these various imaging techniques have completely transformed the science of psychology and neuropsychology, and how people who in the past had pencil and paper tests, when they examined human behavior, can go into the brain and investigate which bits of the brain are involved and why they're involved. And that spins off into new hypotheses and new ways of looking at things. Parts of the brain that were silent to neurologists, like the parietal lobes, the frontal lobes, we now have easy ways of examining their functions and so on. So that's at the sort of basic science level, and a very big science for that matter. The final thing I'd say is that the history of these things for MR is 1990, for PET is 1978. I think the changes in my lifetime have been extraordinary, and over another lifetime they will be even more extraordinary still. But what we certainly have are instruments for very carefully examining in space and time what is happening in the brain when we are carrying out our normal daily functions of thinking, perceiving and acting. So I remain highly optimistic. I do not make exaggerated claims. And I believe that these measurements are complex. They need a lot of human thought input, as well as a lot of good machinery and a good mathematics and analytical capacity. But working together, I think there's still an enormous amount to be done with just what we have now.